1970. An engineer with an engineering degree and a U.S. Navy commission. I decided that I would pursue the merchant marine side. When I first started, it was real hard shipping out. The merchant marine was downsizing severely. At that time, the Vietnam War was going. The only jobs that I could get, pretty much the ones nobody wanted because of a seniority situation. And my first couple of cruises, tours were with what they called USNS ships, ships owned by the Navy but with a civilian crew. And we went to Thule, Greenland, up there, which is had an air base up there and everything. Absolutely beautiful run, because something very few people get to see, and the only time you can go there is, you know, like in July because of the icebergs and how cold it is up there. Then were only temporary jobs. As a matter of fact, all I could get was temporary jobs because seniority issue. I joined MEBA District 1, got in just before the door closed for taking on new people, stayed a temporary employee for approximately 7 years. My first permanent job was a chief engineer. Chief engineer, the three people that most companies get to pick their own employees: a captain, a chief engineer, and a chief steward. So my first permanent job was a chief engineer. Actually, I did some temporary jobs as chief engineer first, but a little later I got permanent.